Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Kevin Rhodes, the maestro of Springfield, is back at the podium. Massive illegal fireworks bust by the state cops. Mass lawmakers running out of time to suspend the gas tax. And Mark Auerbach, our Artsbeat reporter, will be with us. It happens to be Tuesday, the 28th of June, 2022. And your forecast, mostly sunny and warm again, high near 80. The winds are northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 53. The winds are northwest 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 9, the humidity at 53%. Well, some Western Mass birthday folk today include Michael Mullay, Gail Chenard, Marie Miro, and Kathleen McCormick. Are they friends of yours? See them around? Wish them a happy birthday from yourself and from Pioneer Valley Radio. Maestro Kevin Rhodes grabs his baton, returns to Springfield to conduct the film music of John Williams. What a combination. And popular classics. This will be July 21, as Moso, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony, celebrate the film music of John Williams. And this will be at 7:30 p.m. at Symphony Hall. Moso will perform excerpts from Williams' scores to E.T., Schindler's List, Superman, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, and more. What a program. Popular classics also make their way onto the bill, including Rossini's Overture to the Barber of Seville, Massenet's Meditation from Thais, and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite will all open the program. Tickets for the concert, a Moso benefit, are $60, $45, $25, $10, and they are on sale, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Today is the day UMass Donahue Institute's Economic and Public Policy Economic Impact Report will be presented at 11 a.m. in Hangar Number 11, Westover Municipal Airport. That's at 227 Lonchack Drive, Chicopee. And the program presenters include Michael Bolton, the president, CEO, Westover Metropolitan Development Corporation, Mayor John Vio, City of Chicopee, Rod Motamedi, Senior Research Manager, UMass Amherst, Donahue Institute's Economic and Public Policy Research Group, Richard Sullivan, Executive Director, Western Mass Economic Development Corporation, and James Hosey, Board Member, WMDC. Friday, June 24, state troopers stopped several motor vehicles containing occupants who had purchased fireworks in another state and carried them into Massachusetts. You know, I always knew this was potential, but I didn't know how often there were actual operations regarding this. Seven people were issued summons to appear in court to face charges of illegal possession of fireworks. Troopers seized approximately 425 items, many containing large volumes of multiple shots with a total value of approximately $8,000. And among the items seized were aerial shells, cakes, large rockets, fountains, sparklers, and Roman candles. Now, the next day, troopers again stopped several motor vehicles whose occupants were illegally in possession of fireworks that had been purchased elsewhere. Troopers issued six summonses, seized 654 items, many containing large volumes of individual shots with a total value of more than $10,000. And among the items seized were aerial shells, cakes, fountains, bottle rockets, large rockets, Roman candles, sparklers, and this time 34 packs of firecrackers containing a total of 17,337 individual firecrackers. On Sunday, troopers seized 501 items worth more than $10,000 in total. As in the previous two operations, seized items included cakes, fountains, aerial shells, bottle rockets, Roman candles. By now you know the drill. All seized fireworks were documented and secured for eventual destruction. Now, officials emphasized that fireworks, including sparklers and firecrackers, were especially unsafe around children. Sparklers burn at temperatures of over 18,000 Fahrenheit, hotter than the melting point of glass and aluminum. Of the 900 injuries from sparklers, 44% were to children under the age of 5. Well, when the people of the Commonwealth make a plea to the lawmakers to suspend a tax, well, it usually falls on deaf ears. However, you add polling data to this to determine who are likely voters to support such a cut, well, then they start to listen. A statewide poll conducted by the Fiscal Alliance Foundation on June 9 showed that 68% of likely voters support suspending the gas tax. Residents surveyed by UMass Amherst supported suspending the gas tax even more, with 71% saying that they strongly or somehow support it. There are 35 days left in this session, so Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate Prez Karen Spilka are running out of time to pass something their constituents care about, almost to the exclusion of most other pending matters before the House. While I'm on the subject of this sort of thing, will gas prices keep folks from hitting the road this 4th of July weekend? Not according to AAA. AAA predicting more than 47 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home over the holiday weekend, which is an increase of just over 3% compared to 2021. That brings travel just shy of those seen in 2019. Car travel especially will set a new record despite high gas prices. AAA expecting about 42 million people to hit the road this 4th of July weekend, as recent issues with air travel and cancellations and delays could be driving that increase. Northampton Police Officer McLaughlin and Animal Control Officer Dawn responded to Loudville Road for a report of a baby deer that appeared to be abandoned by its mother, as it had been on the other side of the road for some time. Animal Control Officer Dawn determined that the fawn appeared to have been struck by a vehicle. With Officer McLaughlin's assistance, she brought the fawn to the police station and prepared it for transport to a veterinary clinic for medical care. Well, this all amounts to the following. If you believe that you've struck an animal while driving, please notify law enforcement so they can locate the animal and try and get it the help it needs as quickly as possible. And now, with an eye on the arts in our region, here is Art Street reporter for Pioneer Valley Radio, Mark Auerbach.
Lots of arts activity over the holiday weekend and into the early weeks of summer. When Playwrights Kill, the pre-Broadway comedy scheduled for a Bushnell run this month, has postponed its tour. If you're a ticket holder, you'll be refunded. For details, bushnell.org. Once, winner of 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, plays Berkshire Theatre Group's Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield, July 1st through the 16th. Based on the film of the same name, Once tells the story of a guy who gives up on love and music and the girl who inspired him to dream again. Greg Edelman from Broadway's City of Angels directs a cast of actor-musicians. The score includes the Oscar winner, Falling Slowly. For details, berkshiretheatregroup.org. And incidentally, Berkshire Theatre Group has expanded its sensory-friendly programming and will offer what they call sensory-friendly performances for many of its plays and musicals, including Broken Code Bird Switching on July 5th, Once July 12th, Songs for a New World August 2nd, and Seascape October 13th. A sensory-friendly performance is slightly modified to accommodate individuals with sensory input disorders, including people on the autism spectrum. For information and details, berkshiretheatregroup.org. A miscast cabaret, Wham! Theater's annual benefit cabaret performance, features Wham! Artists accompanied by live musicians performing favorite Broadway songs from roles at which they would never be cast. Jane Atkinson, Tony Awards and Drama Desk nominee and star of House of Cards, Criminal Minds, Bluff City Law, hosts the benefit July 7th at the Mahaley Center for the Performing Arts in Great Barrington. Proceeds support Wham! Theater's education and community engagement programs. For details, whamtheater.com. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra has announced its first season since 2020, and the musicians will perform 8 concerts too shy of previous seasons. While the contract is still in negotiation, a series of guest conductors will lead the SSO, 6 classical and 2 pops performances, since Maestro Kevin Rhodes is no longer with the SSO. Among the guest conductors are Tian Hui Ng from the Pioneer Valley Symphony and former SSO conductor Mark Russell Smith. For program details, springfieldsymphony.org. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra has announced its Masterwork series of 9 classical concerts to be held at the Bushnell in Hartford. Their pop season will be announced shortly. The Hartford Symphony kicks off its summer season with Talcott Mountain Music Festival's annual Celebrate America concert this weekend. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. Leave Your Fears Here. James Morrison's recap of his son's journey through brain cancer is Great Barrington Public Theater's final offering on its Festival of Solo Performances, playing through July 10th. Robert Egan stages Morrison's play. You may know Morrison from his ongoing TV roles in 24, Law & Order SVU, The West Wing, 6 Feet Under, and Twin Peaks. For details, greatbarringtonpublictheater.org. Pippin, Stephen Schwartz's dance musical classic, comes to West Hartford's Playhouse on Park through August 21st. Pippin, directed and choreographed by Darlene Zoller, features musical direction by Colin Briff and book by Roger Herson. Pippin is loosely based on the story of Charlemagne's son, the young Prince Pippin, who seeks happiness and fulfillment. The original production, staged by Bob Bossy, was a major hit when it opened on Broadway 50 years ago. A subsequent production, staged by Diane Paulus, had a successful Broadway run after premiering at ART in Cambridge. For details, playhouseonpark.org. And Walter Carroll, the classical music host at New England Public Media since 1989, retires after a long run on July 1st. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Always good to have you with us. And thanks to everybody for joining us on Tuesday, June 28th for this program. I'll be back again tomorrow on Thursday, of course, with our next new program up online during the day and available to you day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.